Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The Liturgical Scripture Readings for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God, and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky to get it for us, and tell us of it that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us, and tell us of it that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You only have to carry it out." The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy, turn toward me.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. The descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall inhabit it.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him we were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross, through him whether those on earth or those in heaven. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of these, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Carla, we are cruising into the middle of July for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we're going to spend just a minute each podcast with July to talk about. We have been so grateful to have over 6,500 downloads on our podcast. Remember, God is not taking a vacation from you. Please go to Mass while you're on vacation this summer. Continue to listen to us through podcast or the Hail Mary Media app. And one thing, as we roll into our 20th anniversary in September and the Share-a-thon in October, please go ahead and send an email to info@materdeiradio.com. Let us know why you listen, how this show helps you. We mentioned France, Germany, and Canada as the top international sites. If you're from the Philippines or the UK or China, please chime in. We'd love to hear from you folks, and maybe we can get you on the Share-a-thon.
They just stumble across the website when they were looking? Because I know we have that page on Facebook now, and that's very popular.
Exactly.
Worldwide.
Right? And so, we'd love to kind of hear. Often it's times we don't really hear back in that audio, that radio. So, well, let's go ahead and jump into the first reading today. We hear today from the book of Deuteronomy.
Yes, we do. And Moses is saying this about the law of God. He said, "It is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." He's making the point that even though learning and keeping God's law isn't easy, it's not impossible either. But of course, we don't always do what we should do. Sin will always be a problem, even for the very best Christians. Moses also said, "Return to the Lord with all your heart and soul." He is talking about repentance. The first step to repentance comes in acknowledging our guilt and then confessing our sin. But that can't happen until we're finally ready to change our lives and we develop the desire to enter into a life of grace. And then we discover that it truly is, as Moses said, already in our mouths and in our hearts, and that we have only to carry it out.
You make it sound so simple.
It doesn't,
and indeed, what we need to do is simple, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. And while it may be simple, it's not always easy,
right?
And sometimes, why is it not easy? Sometimes we have to remember there's both an internal and an external guide that we need to follow. Following the commandments is our external guide. Following our well-formed conscience is our internal guide. We have to place our will, our passions, our desires under the will of God. Because really, I think in all truth, the commandments are a call to love. And then with this decision we need to make, it's not included actually in today's reading, but the next verse after this reading, Moses says this, "Today I am giving you a choice between good and evil, between life and death." That's the ramifications of choosing Christ or not choosing Christ in our lives. How important that decision is, and that guides how we're going to live.
It does.
Yeah. Well, in our second reading today, we hear from St. Paul to the Colossians, and I want to set just a little bit of the backdrop here because, you know, in line with the notion of the times, and this comes from the Nidavara series, the Colossians thought that the world was ruled by powers superior to man, which God had placed as mediators in fulfillment of his plan. So some philosophers back in those days numbered Christ among these, just a mediator and a power which led the apostles to say, no, Christ is the incomparable superiority of Christ, and he warns the faithful about such errant philosophies.
And this is what St. Paul is talking about in this letter, right? St. Paul tells us that Christ is the image of the invisible God. He doesn't say that Christ reflects the image of God or that Christ resembles the image of God, but that he is the image of God. Okay, when we look in a mirror, we see an image of ourselves. We don't see someone who looks like us. We see ourselves. That's us. That image is, that's us. And so this is very clear what St. Paul is saying, that Jesus is God. who has taken on living, breathing flesh for all to see.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to point just maybe a couple other points. There's so much information in the second reading, but the point I want to make here is the Trinity created all things in heaven and on earth. And this really, again, points to that superiority of Jesus as God the Son. He is above all humans. He's above all nine choirs of angels that are seen here, the dominions, the principalities, the powers. And in him, all things are held together. And then lastly, he is the head of the body, the church. The church is the bride, and he is the bridegroom. What a powerful testament to the superiority of Christ that St. Paul talks about in today's second reading.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in the gospel today, we hear a very well-known story, don't we?
We do. It is known as the Good Samaritan. And in this reading, Jesus teaches what it means to love your neighbor. Jesus tells a story about a man who was beaten by robbers and left for dead. Now, we know nothing about the man's origin. We don't know if he was rich or poor, a Jew or a Gentile. And that was as it was Jesus' intention, to have the man's identity revealed in our own hearts as we learn to recognize ourselves in that poor soul who was beaten, robbed, and left for dead. Because in reality, that's what mortal sin does to us. Most of us have experienced mortal sin at one time or another, which robbed us of our relationship with God and left us gravely wounded, in need of God's healing touch to restore our spiritual life. In this story, Jesus depicts himself in the role of the Good Samaritan. It's Jesus that binds up our wounds caused by sin, and it's Jesus who paid the price for our redemption. And we can't overlook the role of the innkeeper. In this story, the Good Samaritan gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins to cover the cost of caring for that beaten man. And the Good Samaritan promised the innkeeper that he would return to pay the innkeeper if it turned out that the innkeeper spent more than the Good Samaritan had given him to care for the wounded man. At times in our lives, we're going to be that beaten man, suffering the effects of mortal sin and needing the grace of God to heal us. And at other times, we'll need to be the innkeeper, using what Jesus has already given us to care for others. And wouldn't it be great if we could find a way to spend more than God has already given us as we care for our neighbor? Imagine what kind of a payback that would be.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. You know, because sometimes with these familiar stories, we tend to gloss over them. And so those reflections, I hope people take that. And when they go to Mass, they can actually see themselves as you walk them through that. It was beautiful. So we have this well-known story, but I want to kind of step back and look at the original question in this gospel. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Of course, Jesus responds, well, what is written in the law? Now, the scholar could have answered with some or all of the 613 mishvots, or the commandments that faithful Jews followed. He could have answered the 10 commandments, but he answered with great understanding when he said, he responds with the two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all with all your strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself. But as the dialogue moves on, he wanted a specific definition of the word neighbor. That way he could separate who was and who wasn't his neighbor. And through the story of the Good Samaritan that you reflected on, Jesus shows the scholar that everyone is his neighbor. And not in some general sense, but each person in a very specific way. The scholar realizes and understands that we must love each other and treat each other individually with mercy, with love, and to ultimately be a loving neighbor. And so through this story, Jesus sets a new standard for holiness for all of us to follow. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio. For more information about this show, go to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com.